Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I want to chat, though, about what the Japanese are doing, because politicians in Japan have introduced a rule calling on citizens to laugh at least once a day because of evidence that it helps to reduce the risk of a heart attack. And Marie Angelina Lasco is a laughter yoga specialist. She's with me in studio today. Marie, how on earth would they enforce this?
Thanks for inviting me, Andrea. I think it was an interesting article to read. On one hand, I think it's a beautiful thing to encourage people to laugh, and I can talk about it a little bit more. But to answer your question, I don't think they can enforce it, as in they're not going to arrest people and throw them in jail for laughing.
If you don't laugh.
But I think if I understand the article properly, they want to encourage people to laugh every day. And they want to encourage business to promote laughter within their offices. And this actually is already happening quite a bit here in Ireland. And I've been leading laughter workshops for 12, 13 years. But since COVID especially, I've never had as much demand. And I think that apart from the health benefit that the Japanese are talking about, which we can talk in a bit more detail in a minute, what I've noticed here in Ireland, it's really about mental health. And it's about how you can feel better in yourself. Mm. So that when you feel better in yourself, we all have challenges, Andrea, don't we?
I mean, of course, absolutely.
They're different for each one of us. Yeah. But what the last 4 years have shown is how important it is to look after our mental health. And because there was a lot of stress, there was a lot of fear, there was a lot of isolation. And so laughter, what it does is, first of all, it's free. And when you laugh...
We can all do it.
We can all do it. And I have led workshop from toddlers to senior citizen, people who are very athletic, to people with very reduced mobility. And people whose English is not their first language, it doesn't really matter. It's universal. But what it does, it changes the chemistry of your brain. And so it's like taking a happy pill without any side effects. So it's wonderful for boosting your self-esteem and your joy, even if you can be sad and you can be angry and you can be lonely and you can still laugh, because it's like a laughter exercise.
So the rule that they're looking at bringing in Japan for citizens to laugh at least once a day, I mentioned it's because of evidence that it reduces the risk of a heart attack. How does laughing reduce your chances of having a heart attack?
So, well, it brings more oxygen. You know, when you're laughing, you bring more oxygen to your lungs. And there's been a lot of studies made, and I was researching as well before coming on air. And it's back in the 60s already. And there was, first of all, a psychiatrist who realized that 20 seconds of intense laughter, even if it's a fake laughter, will actually double your heart rate from 3 to 5 minutes. So that was a very simple research that he did.
So even if it's not a very, you know, if you don't find something overly funny, if it's a sort of a put on or a fake laugh,
you can
that's
like
even
pretend
good.
Like ha ha ha. You know,
I wasn't a fake laugh. I was laughing at your laugh, but
then later on, there's a Dr. Lieberg who conducted a neuroimmunology research with heart attack patients. So people had heart attack already. And he divided them then two groups. One group was looked after in the normal way, the standard medical care. And the other group was given to watch at least 30 minutes of funny clips every day. And after a year, they had compiled the research that proved that not only they had less risk of arrhythmias. Now, I had to Google what that meant. It means irregularity of the heartbeat. There was lower stress hormones, lower blood pressure. And the interesting fact was that those who didn't do the laughter had 50% risk of having another heart attack. Those who did laugh had only 20% risk. Yeah.
So whatever sort of, you know, forces you or makes you to laugh or gives people a sort of a smile, something to chuckle about, whether it is a genuine laugh or a false one, it doesn't matter. Either way, according to the research you've been looking at, it's good. It's good for It's good for the heart to laugh.
It's definitely, but as you know, Andrea, laughter is contagious.
Yeah.
So if you and I had a bit of a laughter now, you might at first be, you know, a little bit self-conscious, or maybe some of our listeners are not really in the mood to laugh. But laughter is contagious, and some of us have such a silly laughter, we can't help but laughing with each other.
Yeah. Well, I think I have a terrible laugh whenever I hear it back in pre-records when they're, you know, we're playing out or different things on the show. It's you know, it's very loud and
it's contagious and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, your
maybe
laughter,
that's good for my heart then, isn't it?
But the thing is, like, you know, I'm also a yoga teacher, and like the heart is also what you call the heart chakra, and it's like where you store your feelings and emotions. And I have no doubt that there's a link between how we feel.
Yeah.
And how our immune system and our physical health goes, because the more you can relax, which you do when you laugh, the more you can actually boost your own immune system as well.
Listener here says, obviously you can't make a rule around this, but I do love that the Japanese are encouraging joy. We could definitely do with more of that here in Ireland.
Especially with the weather we have had over the last few days.
It's fairly bleak, isn't it? But tell me, because Marie, you've been doing, you mentioned, you know, different kind of classes and businesses and companies, and particularly since COVID. Why do you think companies are looking to do more sort of laughter classes and laughter yoga? I know that's something we spoke about here on the show before.
Yes. So imagine, Andrea, if you were going around with a mood down to the ground trying to do your show, you know, or you're full of joy, you will do a lot more constructive work. Let's be honest.
A happy
workforce will be much more productive. And people want to go back to a happy office. You know, people don't want a place where they feel stressed. And so I think that having a workforce who is happy not only makes it a more pleasurable place where to work, but also there's less chance of them being sick.
But it's also, you know, people want to feel that they're in a kind of a safe place to laugh. You want to work in an office, in an environment that it's okay to have the crack. It's okay to stop with your manager and have a laugh about something, or, you know, that's kind of encouraged.
Exactly. Yes.
Texter says, oh my God, I've been doing this for years and it really works. At the start, I felt so stupid doing it, but it does work and it does actually help to distress you. It's just like counting from 1 to 10.
Yeah, it's even easier. Like, I mean, honestly, like, I do lots of other things to relax, but I find that the laughter yoga, it's instant. You literally, within seconds, you are laughing. At the beginning, you don't know, it might be fake laughter.
Yeah.
But within minutes, it becomes real. And even though you can have many challenges and you may feel, I don't feel like laughing, but once you've had a good laugh, you still have the same challenges, but somehow you have the energy to deal with them.
Marie Angelina Lasco, laughter yoga specialist. Thanks a million, Marie, for joining us here again on Lunchtime Live.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, not at all. It's a fascinating initiative or an idea that they're rolling out in Japan. And I have to say, any of the listeners that have got in touch with us so far today on WhatsApp are hugely in favour of it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.